Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I saw the most efficient vomit cleanup in my entire life at Archie's. More efficient than you'd see like when a kid gets sick on a ride at Disney and they've got like an assembly line cleanup. Craig, you're nodding yes. You take the kids to Disney. You know what I'm talking about.
I've seen that.
Kid loses his lunch on the teacups. Which I never liked that ride. You guys? Jeff?
No.
Teacups do anything
no,
for
boring.
You? And then they got rid of It's a Small World because they thought it was racist or something, right? Didn't that happen, Craig? No?
There was something about that, okay. Right? I think they took part of it out.
I was there for a West Virginia football game, Jeff, with my wife and some friends. Kid projectile vomited. It was like this must happen there all the time. Kid projectile vomited. Security guy came over, whisked the kid out, like, in 2 seconds. Kid's thrown out, but it didn't get violent because the guy was so big. And then one of Archie's kids came over, like, with a mop, and boom, 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 gone, and, like, life went on, and, like, they didn't shut things down, they didn't move people around. It was like they had a system in place. So that is my, that's my personal endorsement for Archie's. When you go there, if somebody does throw up, it's okay, because they know what to do about it.
That's something for the resume. Like, what are you proficient at? I tell you what, I can really clean up projectile vomiting.
Yes. Yep. It was wild. When you watched Dwayne Haskins at your alma mater, did you think to yourself, wow, this guy is going to be a great NFL quarterback?
I thought, wow, this guy is a great quarterback. But I questioned the little hitch in his throwing motion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got a little bit of a windup.
Mm-hmm.
And I question a mobility standpoint from him. Now, he's different. If you know, people that don't watch Ohio State, he's not as mobile as Justin Fields or JT Barrett were. You know, he could move around in the pocket when he needed to, but man, he did not want to run and was not great at being elusive. But from an arm standpoint, the guy's got a great arm. He was fairly accurate, not crazy accurate, but he was obviously accurate enough to throw up the kind of numbers he did at Ohio State.
You know, it's interesting the way you described him, Jeff, because I had somebody send me a message when we were talking about him yesterday, and it said, best case scenario, he's Byron Leftwich.
He's not Byron's size, but you know what, the similarity, and I don't think his windup was as big as Byron's. But the arm strength is definitely there. And I'll tell you, I talked to two different people yesterday because mm-hmm. I was curious as far as what he was like at Ohio State. One is not only a reporter but a former Ohio State athlete.
Okay.
And they said that he had zero problems off the field while he was at Ohio State. However, Urban Meyer had to constantly get on him about being a leader.
Wow.
That he's not a natural leader.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that comes harder for him. He's more of a follower type guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not that typical, you know, grab the bull by the horns quarterback. And that was one thing that he struggled with in college, was being the type of leader where everybody could look up, because it doesn't have that type of personality.
Speaking of Urban Meyer, do you put any stock in his decision? This is a guy that just got a ton of money from Jacksonville to be the Jags' new head coach. Do you put any stock in the idea that Haskins, at one point, by Urban Meyer, was considered to be better than Joe Burrow?
I think in his system, I do say that, because Meyer's going to start the best guy that he has. JT Barrett may have been a little sentimental, but he won every game. I mean, the guy didn't lose.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat out Burrow, and that was a fair competition. Now, whether Burrow wasn't as mature, maybe it's just whatever the situation was, in that camp, Haskins won that job.
Do you see any downside to this, Jeff?
None.
Yeah.
None.
Same.
I mean, it's like a walk-on, basically, in the NFL. And if you don't like anything that he does at any point along the way,
mm-hmm.
you just kick him to the side. I mean, it's got all upside and zero downside. And if he has any problems whatsoever, I like this. You know, even if Roethlisberger comes back,
mm-hmm.
if for some reason, I think you would learn from a guy who made mistakes that Haskins made and could be a living example of what you can do to help turn your life around.
Good point.
So I think there's a lot of benefits, whether Ben is there or not. And if he's not there, you know, you've got someone that Mason's got to at least think, all right, you know what, this guy was a first-round pick. I've got to stay sharp
because mm-hmm.
they may like this guy. And I kind of like the fact that even though it's not the biggest name or the best backup quarterback, he'll have a little competition in camp.
Jeff Hathorn, our Steelers insider, and as you can tell, an Ohio State man who still has connections back to Columbus, and that's where Dwayne Haskins played that great year of college football, 50 touchdowns, and it made him a number one pick, and then out in Washington in less than 2 years now with the Steelers. It sounds like from what you're hearing, Jeff, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you might put some stock in this idea that Haskins got drafted by the worst possible team, that he's from that area, and he was around the wrong people. He's not a leader to begin with, and he was around those people, and it held him back.
Yeah, you know, I would hear it, and I'm not saying it's necessarily true, but I remember when Dwan Blair was drafted by San Antonio, and a couple of his buddies were telling me, man, that's the best thing that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can just get out and be away from his guys, because it's not that Dwan or Haskins in this case is a bad guy, but they get pulled by their friends. And then the minute that they, you know, if the friend's a bad apple, the minute that they shun them, then they get called out for, you know, for being a turncoat or whatever phrase you want to use, call it. There are other phrases that I can't say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think Haskins was probably dealing with in Washington. You know, you got all your high school buddies around that know that you make a lot of cash, and if any of them are bad guys, it's going to be a bad situation. It's going to put you in a tough situation, even if you distance yourself from them.
Jeff, Vance McDonald, tell me his retirement, what you think that means for the Steelers moving forward.
Yeah, you know, I think they're on the border of releasing him anyhow. It saves $5.4 million. Vance wasn't a very productive pass-catching tight end. And he was a good blocker, but he wasn't so good that, you know, you had to have him back this year, or obviously they would have run the ball better or run the ball more in his direction when he was blocking.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this for Vance. Vance is a different dude. Like, he is, you hear all the talk from Roethlisberger, and, you know, Ben has changed, but McDonald lives it. Like, he is, like, in with Tunch Ilkin, and they're very religious, and he's into ministry, and he believes that he had a calling, that he has this money for a reason, to help people. And
wow.
I know that gets minimized. We're all cynical about everything, myself included. But McDonald is really doing something good here. So his retirement not only helps the Steelers from a salary cap situation, he's going to continue to help people in this area. And, you know, yeah, he didn't catch enough, and yeah, he didn't block well enough, but he was a good representative of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Do you think it's an omen that Ben Roethlisberger is going to retire, that, you know, McDonald leaving would be another reason why Ben wouldn't want to go to work next year?
No, I don't. I think it's an independent decision.
Yeah.
I don't think Ben would tie his, I mean, they're friends. But, you know, if that were the case when Heath Miller retired years ago, then Ben would have retired then. And I don't buy necessarily that he goes where Pouncey goes. I think Ben will make his own individual decision if, you know, the Steelers don't decide to make it for him, at least in Pittsburgh.
Jeff, as far as the games go this weekend, from a Steelers perspective, what do you think is the best thing that could happen, and what would you say is the worst thing that could happen from these games?
I think the best thing that could happen is that Aaron Rodgers wins it. That would help my stock.
What do you mean?
Well, because I'm a stockholder in Green Bay. So, you know,
what? Why am I just hearing about this?
Yeah, my mom's family is all from that area, and my mom owns stock, and it was willed down to me. So, yeah,
can you sell it?
No, you can only give it to your family.
Okay.
And
so, what does it get you?
The only thing that you really get to do is they have a stockholders meeting every August, and I have yet to be to one in the stadium that you go to. But other than that,
and do you get to put your 2 cents in? Do they pass a microphone around and you get to chime in with?
You get to vote on things, like different positions. I don't think it really matters much, but it's just kind of cool. I mean, it's a cool thing. But I think if Aaron Rodgers wins it, it knocks Brady's story away, and it keeps either the AFC teams and maybe lessens the blow a little bit. I think that's the best case scenario for Steeler fans, because let's say the Bills win it. That could be the real start of something. And obviously Kansas City would be back to back. So yeah, I think that's the best case scenario. The worst case would be if the other NFC team won it.
How do you still feel almost a year removed from the way thing, now 2 years removed, I should say. How do you feel 2 years later about the Antonio Brown saga, Jeff, as somebody that was in that locker room and covering the team so much during all that?
I mean, I and I'm not going to – everybody says this, but it's true. You could smell the phoniness with Antonio.
Okay.
I mean, he was always all about Antonio.
Yep.
And he would shine a smile, and when he had the great stats and he was happy because he was catching passes, he was a good guy for the most part. But he always treated people horribly.
Except Colony.
Throughout that organization. Except Jim Colony, who he loved, like a dad. It was a strange relationship. Jim and he and Emmanuel Sanders had this thing together. But I think it was the right move. He's brought more on himself. I don't wish ill will upon him.
Yeah.
I honestly am glad that fans got to see what he was really like, because he was pulling the wool over a lot of people's eyes for a lot of years, and now you're kind of seeing the real person. And I hope that his kids, like he'll grow up someday, if for nothing else than for his kids.
Gotcha. That's a good answer. What do you got going on this weekend, Jeff? You going to watch some Pitt basketball tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm heading to the game tonight, Penn's game tonight, and we'll write about it on the Fan on 937thefan.com.
What are you looking for with that game? What's your biggest storyline going in?
I mean, Tristan Jari hasn't won a game since February 18th. Like, I want to see Tristan Jari win a game. That's first and foremost. I want to see him perform well, and then I want to see P.O. Joseph and see what he's got. I mean, he's kind of a you'll see him on the ice, and he's kind of got this Marcus Pettersson quality as far as his build. I want to see what he can do. He was a first-round pick. I'm kind of excited to see what he does against this very fast Rangers team.
Read all about it on 937thefan.com. Our beat man, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thanks, Andrew.
There you go. Speaking of the NHL, NBC Sports Network shutting down. I saw this story and I thought it was fake. I had to make sure it was verified. And then I went over to Channel 2 to talk to Richie Walsh on TV a few minutes ago. And they were running a news story on it. They were running it as Megan Schiller was talking about it, who does a really good job. NBC Sports Network done. And I don't know what that means. The NHL has 1 year. This is the last year they're scheduled to be on NBC. So maybe they go back to ESPN now with their tail between their legs. I don't know. Maybe they can go over to, Craig, maybe the NHL can get a deal with Nickelodeon. That worked out so well for the NFL. Maybe put NHL games on Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon
next year. What do you think of that? Is that too inside baseball?
I don't know, but I knew you'd like it.
What you just did there. Is that too?
It might be.
Let's see if this helps. Hold on. Can I get sound here?
Yep.
That Nickelodeon thing I could not get into.
That's Chris Russo from SiriusXM in that High Heat show on MLB Network. He doesn't know.
That Nickelodeon thing I could not get into.
Nickelodeon. Why would you name a network Nickelodeon?
Doesn't even make sense.
Do you think that was the guy's last name who launched a kids entertainment?
That Nickelodeon thing I could not get into.
Of course not. You're like a 62-year-old old white guy. Yeah, that doesn't shock me that you're not watching Nickelodeon.
Didn't necessarily hit the demographic they were looking for there.
No.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.